Right-hander looks in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is swung on a miss. What a cut from Mercedes there. On that 91-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball. And the count now is 1-1 on Mercedes. And the overshift on Mercedes. The right-hander at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. That's taken outside with a slider. 2-1. The 2-1 the count on Mercedes. Big hole on the right side where the second baseman normally would be playing. He has about 110 feet to work with out there on the right side. The right-hander comes set. And the 2-1 pitch, that's big swing and a miss. And it's now 2-2. Change up for Wendelken at 85 miles an hour. 2-2, 2 outs. Elliot Ramos would be next. As the right-hander at the bell. Now the 2-2 pitch. That swung on a miss on a four-seam fastball. Down he goes. So Wendelken picks up his first strikeout. No runs hit. Batsman, one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Beer, Kennedy, Canzone, due up. It is a 1-1 game between the Rivercats and Reno. Bottom of the ninth after this.
Hear that? That's the plumpest, juiciest hot dogs you've ever seen getting their grill on. But we both know what'll make it sound even better. Oh yeah, it's a Pepsi to go with your hot dog. Because when you're chomping on America's favorite meal, relish, mustard, and onions perfectly blending into a crescendo of flavor, there's only one thing that makes everything about that moment better. A cold, refreshing Pepsi. See what I mean? It's like music to my ears. Hot dogs. Better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Rivercats fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark, as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next ball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting.
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, first pitch to Beer is swung out a miss on a curveball, nothing and one. Bottom of the ninth, a 1-1 game. Sinker in there for a strike, 0-2 on Beer. Vasquez, a 1-2-3-8. Here's in the ninth. So Beer is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Rivercats looking for extra innings here. Bottom of the ninth. A 1-1 game as the left-hander's 0-2 pitch. That swung on and fouled away. Just to get a piece of it, remains at nothing in two. Andrew Vasquez. ERA now below two. And the overshift on Beer as the lefty's pitch. Curveball taken. Strike three called on the inside edge. Great pitch from Vasquez. His first strikeout. So he now retired four straight. And here's the third baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Here's Kennedy. We'll take the Capital Corridor train from Sacramento to San Francisco and San Jose. Visit RideCCRail.com for the latest deals and schedules. Left-hander delivers in the pitch. That misses inside. On a sinker, it's 1-0 on Buddy Kennedy. One-oh pitch. That curveball misses high. 2-0. A 2-0 the count. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 1-1 game. As the left-hander, Vasquez comes set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That swung on a fly ball to right field. Moving back for it is Dean. Reaches up and makes the catch about 10 feet from the track, and there are two away. So two outs in the ninth. That'll bring up the right fielder, Dominic Canzone. Canzone 0 for 3, has bounced out once and struck out twice. So Vasquez has retired the five he has faced. As the left-hander looks in, they have the overshift on Canzone. The pitch, a curveball, misses away. One ball, no strikes. If there is a 10th, it'll be Ramos, Krizan, and Knapp. And the courtesy run will be Mercedes. They have the overshift on Canzone as the lefty's 1-0 pitch. Curveball misses down and away. 2-0 the count. Only one on the left side of the infield is Rojas. About 40 feet off the line, in with the bag as the pitch, curveball, and misses, or in there for a strike on the inside corner. And it's 2-1 on Canzone. Don't forget Toyota Family Value Tuesday, coming up a week from Tuesday, the 26th of September. Left-hander looks in. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That curveball misses outside, goes to the screen, and it's now 3-1. So three balls and one strike with two outs. Left-hander looks in. Vasquez to the plate. The 3-1 pitch is taken for a strike. It's now 3-2 on Dominic Canzone. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Left-hander comes set. The 3-2 pitch. Curveball, got him looking. Good pitch on the outside edge. So two strikeouts for Andrew Vasquez. He retires the sign in order. If you need to retire a car, look no further than Les Schwab Tire Center. Les Schwab brings you the best selection, quality, and service every time. We're through nine complete. We're going to extras. The Rivercats won. The Aces won. It'll be Ramos, Krizan, and Knapp after this. You're listening to Rivercats Baseball.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring a Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails, so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans at our stadium all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
At Tri-Counties Bank, something great happens when you switch to better banking. You feel welcomed. We listen and then offer the solutions you need. We ensure your accounts, direct deposits, and mobile banking are good to go. And with access to over 32,000 surcharge-free ATMs, plus branches throughout Northern and Central California, we're here whenever you need us. It's easy to switch to better banking. I'm Branch Manager Janelle Ambries, and this is Service with Solutions. Tri-Counties Bank, member FDIC.
Take me out to Cache Creek Casino Resort. Take me out with the fun crowd. Let's head to the tables, chips in a stack. I don't care if we ever get back. We'll root, root, root for a winning hand, then dine and dance the night away. For a Cache Creek Casino Resort, this is your time to come out and play. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort, proud partner of our Sacramento Rivercats.
So how did you sleep last night? Did you toss and turn? Were you wide awake at 3 a.m.? When your alarm went off, were you still exhausted? If you yawn all day, your mattress may be to blame. You spend about a third of your life sleeping, so you really owe it to yourself to improve your sleeping environment with a new mattress. R.C. Willey's experts will help you find the right mattress to help you get the sleep you need. Plus, top brands are in stock for immediate delivery. Visit R.C. Willey today and put an end to your sleepless nights.
All right, we go to the top of the 10th inning. Rivercast in extra inning games this year are 5-1, 4-0 at home, 1-1 on the road. That'll be Ramos, Krizan, and Knapp to face Poppin. So Poppin gets the call here. As the right-hand delivers, and Mercedes, the courtesy runner at second base, has the first pitch to Ramos, a slider that's in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one. 0-1 on Elliot Ramos. Top half of the 10th inning. As Mercedes takes his lead at second. Poppin delivers in the pitch, slider, good one. Swung on a miss, big cut by Elliott there. It's now No balls and two strikes. On to the count on Elliot Ramos. Sean Poppin, the right-hander. To the plate, that pitch swung on line, drive, base hit right center. Over to cut it off is the center fielder, Fletcher. Coming around to score is Mercedes, and the Rivercats lead it 2-1. So an RBI single for Elliott, as he's now 2-for-4, and the Rivercats take the 2-1 lead. For Ramos, Ramos, that's RBI number 35 on the year. Here's the pitch. Slider in there for a strike. Nothing and one on Crezan. So Crezan, the hitter with a runner on first and nobody out. A 2-1 Rivercat lead here in the top of the 10th. Two runs, four hits for the Rivercats. One run, five hits for the Aces. Here's the pitch. That misses down and away. A little slider. It's 1-1. Poppin, 28 years old from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Poppin at the belt and delivers the pitch. That is lifted foul, left side out of play by Crezan. One ball and two strikes. Poppin, the 19th round pick of the 2016 draft of the Twins out of Harvard University. Big leagues with the Twins in 19, 20, and 21. Runner goes. The pitch misses the throw to second base. Is not in time. He's stolen it. So Ramos picks up the stolen base. And for Elliott, that is stolen base number 6 on the year in 12 attempts. Actually, the pitch was a strike to Rosani. Strikes out, but Ramos steals second. So a runner on second, one out. And here's Andrew Knapp, the catcher. Here's Andrew Knapp. Knapp 1-for-3, an RBI single in the second. Switch hitter batting from the left side is the pitch. That slider in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. So 1-0 the count on Andrew Knapp. Rivercats visiting team with that courtesy runner. Try to get that second run pushed across. The overshift with Jake Hager on the right side of the infield, the shortstop. Pitch misses outside with a changeup from the right-hander. It's now 2-0. So 2-0, and the switch-hitting catcher, Andrew Knapp. Knapp, of course, from Roseville, Granite Bay area. So nice for him to be home. As Poppin at the belt. And Sean's 2-0 pitch. That misses inside with a slider. It's now 3-0 on Knapp. On deck hitter is Steele Walker. Rivercats win this game, they will make it 14 out of 25 against Reno on the year. Right-hander at the belt. Now Poppins 3-0 pitch. That's taken outside ball 4. So he loses Knapp. And the Rivercats now have first and second with one out for Steele Walker, the left fielder. Walker is sacrificed, hit a little dribbler and a 2-3 put out, and he was robbed by the center fielder Fletcher, that beautiful diving catch in the eighth inning. Now he is 0-for-2, left-handed hitter. Two on, one out, 2-1 Sacramento in the 10th as the pitch, a sinker misses outside, it's 1-0. A's and Astros tied at 2, that game's in the top of the 6th. Reds lead the Cardinals 3-1. That game's in the top of the 6th inning. Right-hander with the belt. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is swung on and missed on a slider. One ball, one strike on Steele Walker. Have the overshift on Walker. The right-hander to the plate, the 1-1 pitch. That misses outside with a slider. Two balls, one strike on Steele Walker. On-deck hitter is Dixon Machado. Two and one the count. Walker at 260 on the year as the right-hander comes set. Poppins, 2-1 pitch. That misses inside with a sinker. It's now 3-1. So Sean Poppin now in danger, loading the bases for Dixon Machado. 3-1 the count. There's a 3-1 pitch. That misses outside with a slider. He lost him. Ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Poppin. That loads the bases for the shortstop, Dixon Machado. Now Machado, the hitter, Machado has fouled out to the first baseman Beer in the second. He popped up to Beer in the fifth inning, and he flied out. A beautiful running catch by Fletcher, the center fielder, in the eighth inning. Fletcher made back-to-back fine plays. Of course, the ball hit by Walker was a diving catch in shallow left center, and then that catch on the run that Machado hit. We weren't sure really who caught it, Fletcher or Canzone. A brilliant running catch for the center fielder, Teron Machado, of a hit. But now, golden opportunity for Machado in the River Cats. Bases loaded with one out in this 10th inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. As Poppin looks in, Machado, former Iowa Cub, at the plate. Slider, line drive, left field. Coming up to make the catch is Duzenak, and holding at third is Ramos. Nothing he could do. At the line drive, Duzenak getting to it quickly, and Ramos would have been out by a lot at home plate had he tried, so that's a shame. Machado lines out, two down, two outs. And it's now a chance for Austin Dean to extend the lead. 2-1 Sacramento, bases loaded, two outs. Austin Dean is 1-for-3, hit with a pitch in the eighth inning. And Sean Poppin, he got a break, and that line drive. And that pitch swung out and popped up, so good job by Poppin. As Hager makes the catch, the inning is over. Here we go. One run, one hit, two walks, three left. We're through 9.5. Rivercats 2, Reno 1. We'll have the bottom of the 10th after this. It'll be Hager, Duzenak, and Cintron after this. You're listening to Rivercats Baseball.
Rivercats fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next ball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Did you know that on average, employees spend 30% of the day searching for information? KBA Document Solutions, an official sponsor of Sacramento Rivercats, brings expertise, innovation, and technology to work together so your team can get things done faster. Discover quality and reliability with industry-leading copiers, printers, and scanners. Contact KBA Document Solutions today for all your office technology and document solutions needs and take your team's productivity to the next level. Call us at 916-545-1770.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously, but as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
The Sacramento County Probation Department has foster youth in our care that need safe and supportive homes within our community that are willing to commit to the well-being of a foster youth. Monthly support services, including financial support, are provided to our resource families to support them as they open their homes to youth in foster care. Please support the Sacramento County Probation Department in supporting positive change by becoming a resource parent today. Go to fosteryouth.net for additional information.
All right, Spencer Bivens will take over here for the Rivercats as he will face Hager, Duzenak, and Cintron. He will try to save this one for Vasquez and for his first Triple-A save. So Rivercats leading 2-1. This is where it gets challenging. The runner at second base is Canzone. Hager is the hitter. Canzone with good speed. So this will be a. We'll see if Hager's up there to bunt here, trying to get that That tying run across. We'll see how they play it. The corners are in, so Crizan and Rojas are both in. The shortstop Machado behind Canzone as Spencer Bibbins, the right-hander, at the belt and to the plate. And the bunt is down, and it's going to be fielded by Rojas. He throws to Bosler, covering it first in time. The sacrifice works 5-4. So a runner on third, one out for Camden Duzenac, the left fielder. Two runs, four hits for Sacramento. One run, five hits for the Aces. You know, Rojas didn't want to take a chance. That ball staying fair. So he said, let's get the sure out. We do have the 2-1 lead. The infield comes in now. Crizan, Bosler, Machado, and Rojas all in. And a big spot for Bibbins here with this 2-1 Rivercat lead. Bibbins looked good in his last Rivercat appearance. He comes to play. Good pitch. A fastball in there for a strike at 93. It's nothing and one. Bibbins, 28 years old with the high Sox. And he is having the time of his life in AAA, enjoying being at this level as the right-hander at the belt. And the 0-1 pitch, that swung on and missed on that sinker. That was nasty. It's 0-2 on Hager. That one ran in on Duzenac. Great pitch. 0-2 on Camden Duzenac. Love to repeat that pitch. Outfield straight away is, they're pretty shallow right now, is Bibbins at the belt and the right-hander at the plate. The 0-2 pitch. That's a little busted bat roller foul on the right side. Helps get a new bat. Remains at no balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, the A's and Astros, they're tied at two. That game is in the bottom of the sixth. The Mets lead the Pirates 6-1. Just saw that Tyler Beede was designated for assignment. So hopefully he gets picked up. He'll return to the AAA affiliate of the Pirates, the Indianapolis Indians. So 0-2 the count on Camden Duzenac. Another good sinker just ran in on Duzenac there. Is the right-hander from the first base side of the rubber, Canzone, takes his lead in the 0-2 pitch. That's a slider that misses high. Now one ball and two strikes on Duzenac. Duzenac, like Crizan out of Dallas Baptist. Crizan jokes, though, he said the program was a lot better when Duzenac played there than when Crizan played there. But they're still a pretty good program when Jason was there. The 1-2 pitch line foul, look out, into the netting, goes into the Rivercat dugout on the third base side. And it remains at 1-2. So 1-2 the count on Duzenac. Outfield very shallow. So Duzenac, Duzenac gets it over Ramos' head there. And a chance inside the park home run. The 1-2, but got him swinging on a sinker at 94. So Spencer Bibbins strikes out Duzenac, two down. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron. The last chance for Reno on this twilight. So here's Cintron, who has struck out, flied out. He bounced out twice, 0 for 4. 2-1 Sacramento here in the bottom of the ninth. Reno trying to walk off the Rivercats on their home field as the right-hander looks in and the pitch. That's hit foul at home plate on another sinker from Spencer Bibbins, and it's nothing and one. It's been an effective pitch for Bibbins. 0-1 the count. Cintron at 362, three homers and 22 driven in. Don't forget a noon start tomorrow, 11:50 with the pregame show. We'll have Andrew Vasquez, our pregame guest, tomorrow. As Bibbins to the plate in the 0-1 pitch. That's a slider in there for a strike, and it's nothing in two. Bibbins looking good again. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Rivercats one strike away from the win. They're looking for their 61st win. This is game number 136 on the year. As Bibbins comes set, the 0-2 pitch. That swung on and missed. The ball game is over. He strikes him out on a sinker, and Bibbins gets his first Triple-A save. Great job by Bibbins. Two strikeouts in the inning, one man left. Final score in 10 innings, the Rivercats 2 and the Aces 1. And we will have the totals. We return after these words.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring a Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans at our stadium all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
At Tri-Counties Bank, something great happens when you switch to better banking. You feel welcomed. We listen and then offer the solutions you need. We ensure your accounts, direct deposits, and mobile banking are good to go. And with access to over 32,000 surcharge-free ATMs, plus branches throughout Northern and Central California, we're here whenever you need us. It's easy to switch to better banking. I'm Branch Manager Janelle Ambries, and this is Service with Solutions. Tri-Counties Bank, member FDIC.
Take me out to Cache Creek Casino Resort. Take me out with the fun crowd. Let's head to the tables, chips in a stack. I don't care if we ever get back. We'll root, root, root for a winning hand. Then dine and dance the night away. For a Cache Creek Casino Resort, this is your time to come out and play. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Proud partner of our Sacramento Rivercats.
So how did you sleep last night? Did you toss and turn? Were you wide awake at 3 a.m.? When your alarm went off, were you still exhausted? If you yawn all day, your mattress may be to blame. You spend about a third of your life sleeping, so you really owe it to yourself to improve your sleeping environment with a new mattress. R.C. Willey's experts will help you find the right mattress to help you get the sleep you need. Plus, top brands are in stock for immediate delivery. Visit R.C. Willey today and put an end to your sleepless nights.
Back here at Sutter Health Park, 2-1 the final. The Rivercats got the victory, and they have had Reno's number this year. The Rivercats won 14 of the 25 games between these two clubs as they win it 2-1 with the win. The Rivercats go to 61-75. Reno with the loss, they fall to 75-61. Totals in the game for the Rivercats, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. They stranded 6. For Reno, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, leaving 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Vasquez. He goes to 5-0. And he goes to 3-0 with the Rivercats. The loss to Wendelken falls to 5-2. The save to Spencer Bivens, his first in AAA. We'll talk about it after these words.
Rivercats fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark, as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next ball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Higher education wasn't built for me.
It didn't care that I was juggling work and school.
Didn't care that my kid's dance recital fell on test day.
It's their deadlines, and if you can't hit those, you're out of luck.
At WGU, we hear you. That's why we've built an entire online university around you. Here, you set the deadlines. You take courses on your time, and you take the tests when you're ready. WGU, the nonprofit university of you. Learn more at wgu.edu.
The Sacramento County Probation Department has foster youth in our care that need safe and supportive homes within our community that are willing to commit to the well-being of a foster youth. Monthly support services, including financial support, are provided to our resource families to support them as they open their homes to youth in foster care. Please support the Sacramento County Probation Department in supporting positive change by becoming a resource parent today. Go to fosteryouth.net for additional information.
All right, 2-1 the final. The Rivercats get the victory here this afternoon, and a great win. Love the 4 o'clock start. Rivercats a nice 2-1 victory, and I saw some great pitching today. Rivercats getting their run in the second inning. Andrew Knapp, after Ramos had doubled and Crizan A productive out gets the ground out to second, moving Ramos to third. Knapp with a sharp single scoring. Ramos making it 1-0 Sacramento. Meanwhile, Jonathan Bermudez, who had struggled with the Rivercats, pitched really well today. 3 2/3, no hits, no runs. Walked one and struck out two. The Reno Aces getting their run against Walker in the fifth inning as they got a leadoff walk to Beer. Kennedy single. Then after Walker struck out Canzone, Hager single. Then Camden Dusenak with a sacrifice fly, which scored Beer and made it 1-1. The teams exchanged zeros in the sixth, the seventh, eighth, and ninth. So we really saw some good pitching on both teams' part. In that sixth inning, the left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus had the bases loaded, was able to strike out Canzone to get out of that. Dabovich worked a scoreless seventh inning, and then, of course, Vasquez, 1-2-3-8, the 1-2-3-9, six in a row retired by Andrew. Rivercats got their run in the 10th. The courtesy runner was Mercedes, and Ramos picked up the RBI single, scoring Mercedes, making it 2-1. Rivercats did load the bases, but Machado would line out, and then Dean popped up. So it was up to Spencer Bivens to try to save it. The courtesy runner was Canzone. Hager would sacrifice, but then using that great sinker, the right-hander Bivens able to strike out Dusenak. He struck out Cintron. Looked really good, the 28-year-old right-hander. He's a young 28, though. Not much experience. And Bivens picking up the save. And the Rivercats get the 2-1 win. Great win. Again, 14 out of 25 against Reno. 61-75 overall. We'll come back. Maverick had a chance to catch up with Elliot Ramos. And we'll hear that interview after this.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring a Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails, so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans at our stadium all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI. Or go to consolidated.com.
Here with Elliot Ramos, outfielder for the Sacramento Rivercats. First off, Elliot.
Remember, Smud's peak hours are 5 to 8 p.m. weekdays when electricity use is the highest. Shift some of your electricity usage to mid and off-peak hours when it costs less and renewable energy is plentiful. It's good for your bill, protects the environment, and helps our community, too. Let's work together to save energy this summer. Learn more at smud.org/timeofday.
Did you know that on average, employees spend 30% of the day searching for information? KBA Document Solutions, an official sponsor of Sacramento Rivercats, brings expertise, innovation, and technology to work together so your team can get things done faster. Discover quality and reliability with industry-leading copiers, printers, and scanners. Contact KBA Document Solutions today for all your office technology and document solutions needs and take your team's productivity to the next level. Call us at 916-545-1770.
Like most backseat drivers, I'm all about safety. Dad, pothole.
Got it.
So Les Schwab Tires makes my job easy. With services like brakes, steering, and alignment. Those cheap tire centers just throw on tires, and that's it. Now, I'm not telling people how to do their job. Linger. I'm just glad Les Schwab takes safety as seriously as me.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires. Celebrating 70 years of doing the right thing.
It's in park, right?
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Higher education wasn't built for me.
It didn't care that I was juggling work and school.
Didn't care that my kid's dance recital fell on test day.
It's their deadlines, and if you can't hit those, you're out of luck.
At WGU, we hear you. That's why we've built an entire online university around you. Here, you set the deadlines. You take courses on your time, and you take the tests when you're ready. WGU, the nonprofit university of you. Learn more at wgu.edu.
At Tri-Counties Bank, something great happens when you switch to better banking. You feel welcomed. We listen and then offer the solutions you need. We ensure your accounts, direct deposits, and mobile banking are good to go. And with access to over 32,000 surcharge-free ATMs, plus branches throughout Northern and Central California, we're here whenever you need us. It's easy to switch to better banking. I'm Branch Manager Janelle Ambries, and this is Service with Solutions. Tri-Counties Bank, member FDIC.
The Sacramento County Probation Department has foster youth in our care that need safe and supportive homes within our community that are willing to commit to the well-being of a foster youth. Monthly support services, including financial support, are provided to our resource families to support them as they open their homes to youth in foster care. Please support the Sacramento County Probation Department in supporting positive change by becoming a resource parent today. Go to fosteryouth.net for additional information.
Here with Elliot Ramos, outfielder for the Sacramento River Cats. First off, Elliot, you had that big extra innings hit, 0-2 count, I think, on a sinker. Was your plan to take whatever you got the other way?
My plan was just to see a pitch and hit a pitch that I can hit and handle so we can get that running.
You also had that double early on that started you got that first run. You've been having a lot of great at-bats this month. Was that time with the Giants when you're on taxi squad and came back here, did that help a lot in terms of that?
100%. They helped me a lot. I mean, it was a process, you know what I mean? I had to learn a new setup, but it's a setup for me to stay more relaxed, stay more focused, and just be able to have more freedom, you know, with the swing.
Besides that hit today going the other way, you've had a lot of home runs going the other way. Has that always been something you've been good at?
Yeah, that's my side, hitting the ball the other way, even if I get a hit or a double. That's my side. That's my honey hole, if that makes sense.
That diving catch, where does that rank in catches you've made in your career?
I really like it, but I made one last 2020 that it was to the line in right field, but it was sick too.
And then close off... pitching today was excellent. Bullpen, Spencer Bivens, you probably just met last week, and what he did, what'd you just think of overall the bullpen?
I just feel like the bullpen is making a great job, you know what I mean? They are out there competing, and they're trying to keep us close to the game, you know?
How was having a road game in your home clubhouse?
When?
Oh, today, being on the road.
It was a little weird, but I mean, I thought it was on the bottom of the 10th when I was like, I mean, I thought it was on the bottom of the night when we was like, we had the last out.
Thank you, Elliot.
Okay, how was that?
Here with Elliot Ramos, outfielder for the Sacramento River Cats.
How about that? That was Elliot Ramos with Maverick Palik. Nice job, Maverick, on that. And great job, Elliot, as he got the big game-winning hit for the River Cats, 2-1. It's so confusing because he's so used to this being the home ballpark. Gets that base hit, thinks it's a walk-off. And actually, the top half of the innings, he's a little confused on that. But the River Cats do get the victory, 2-1. Give you some scores. The Giants are idle. They'll host the Dodgers for a three-game set beginning tomorrow night. The other scores, some scores in the National League. The Marlins, they lead the Phillies 5-3. That game's in the top of the ninth inning. Mets lead the Pirates in the bottom of the seventh, 6-1. Reds in the bottom of the seventh lead the Cardinals 3-1. And the Padres and Diamondbacks will play a little bit later on. That's Jameson and Manaea. In the American League, the Rays beat the Blue Jays 11-0. McClanahan, the win, 12-5. Kevin Gausman, the loss, 12-10. The White Sox beat the Guardians 8-2. Lance Lynn got his seventh win, now 7-5. Gattis, the loss, falling to 0-2. Twins lead the Royals 3-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, the A's and Astros are tied at 2. Marlins beat the Phillies earlier today by a score of 5-3. Don't forget tomorrow, a noon start right here on RiverCats.com. There'll be no fans at the ballpark, but it's an 11:50 pregame show. We'll have left-hander Andrew Vasquez as our guest. So we look forward to you tuning in at RiverCats.com. RiverCats try to continue this roll against Reno. Again, they're 14-11 against Reno, who will be most likely the division champs. They're about to wrap up the division title. Once again, the final score, 2-1. The River Cats get the victory, and a great team win, outstanding pitching, phenomenal defense, and a great win for the ball club. Like to thank Maverick Palik helping us out tonight. For Mab, Johnny Dosco saying so long from Sutter Health Park, where the River Cats, as the visiting team, beat the Reno Aces by a final score of 2-1. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Em.
You've been listening to Sacramento River Cats Baseball, brought to you by Sutter Health, Cash Creek, and Pepsi. Tune in next time for more Sacramento River Cats Baseball with Johnny Dosco.